One that kind of jumps to mind is carbon dioxide. So carbon dioxide is waste for this cell. So it's making some waste, and for the moment, let's imagine that there's no blood flow. So even though there's a blood vessel nearby, really no flow is happening. So I'll just write no flow. So as the little cell, little tow cell is making waste, that waste, let's draw a little ball right here, it's going to start accumulating, right? You're going to start collecting more and more of it since the blood is not really flowing. And it might start kind of getting all the way around our tow cell. So our tow cell is getting swamped, literally getting kind of covered by its own waste. And on the flip side, is it getting oxygen or nutrients? No, it's not getting either of these things. So before very long, I would say within minutes, our tow cell's thinking, well, this is not a very happy way to live. This is actually really, very sad. This is awful. And if this continues, the tow cell would die. So what a tow cell needs, and what every cell needs, and that could be a finger cell or a skin cell, or really any cell that's living, needs flow, right? It needs this blood to be flowing nicely and smoothly. And if there is flow, then you get a very different picture, right? If there's flow, then all of a sudden all this waste product is actually now lifted and taken away. It's flowing away. And it's a little bit like having someone come by and pick up the trash. Then you don't have trash all over the house. So then you have nice flow. And in return, oxygen and nutrients are delivered. So this stuff gets delivered as well. So all of a sudden, the cell is going to be very, very happy and is going to be living just fine. So really, if you want all of the cells in your body to be living just fine, like this cell here, you really want good flow throughout the body. And so this is really point number one, is that you really need somehow to have blood flow moving and pushing blood constantly through the body. So to do this for billions and billions of cells, you would need a pretty powerful pump, right? Something that's going to be able to pull in all the blood from the body and then push it back out. And that's what the heart is. I mean, that's at its core, this is exactly what the heart is doing.